Have you ever had the best car ever? The car that you poured money into and made it exactly as you wanted? What if you had the best car? If you were given, let's say, a regular 5-year-old car, a sedan type car, $100,000 to improve it, what would you do? Would you put these new shiny rims on? New paint job? You know, purple with red fire across the side? How about you put a whole new audio system? Big speakers? How about those hydraulics you could, you know, bump up and down with the music? At the stoplight, impress everyone. How about a new interior? You know, leather, alligator skin. What else? Now, if you could sell the car, let's say we couldn't sell this car and you had to keep it the rest of your life. Now, what? Think about how that would change, what we'd use the money for. But if you were smart, you'd make the car mechanically sound. You'd put a maintenance schedule together so you could use the $100,000 to make sure the car was always working. You'd want, you know, new tires, new transmission, new engine. You want to make sure the paint was steady, sturdy on the inside and the interior as well. And this is what we call the way you look at something, envision how it would change. You have the cool fun factor where you think of all the things to make it cool right now. But what about the success and joy result? What's going to make that car last over time and make that car be a good car for you? Now, this is a way that people live their lives. We all do this to a certain extent. We're hungry. We need something to eat. So what we do, we go get a few fast food burgers. And we feel good quick, but feel bad afterwards. If you want, you would say, success, joy, and health, you eat what is not good. Vegetables, fruit. How about less food? Healthier options, but they may feel worse at first, but they feel better over time, which then will help you learn to eat better over time. Proverbs 15:17 says, better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred. Well, this past week, I finished a project I've been working on a little while. It's buying a business and helping a husband and wife retire from the insurance industry. Now, buying a business sounds cool, but it's not cool. It's not a cool, fun experience. It is. I worked with great people, so that was good. But the whole process is a lot more extra work. You have to come up with money. You have to make sure it works. You have to do all the legal paperwork. You have to work through a lot of things. But it's one of those things that if you do it, it has, hopefully, success, joy, fulfillment later. But it takes work. So think about it on a graph. And I know you're listening, but on a graph, if you look at it, if it's a cool, fun type graph, you're going to have a big hit. Your first thing you're going to get is a big hit, meaning joy, excitement, fulfillment. But the next result is going to be going lower on the graph. So you got up, but in a way, you ended less than where you began. So over time, if you can imagine, you'll have a lot of fun hits, but your life is on a downward trajectory. It's not always true, but many times when it's up first, the delayed move is down. If you zoom out and look at a graph from a whole life perspective, it would be a life of decrease. An example you can think of is gambling, drugs, sex used incorrectly, food used incorrectly, entertainment used incorrectly. Anything used to give joy for a moment will cause disaster later. Now, if you look at the same idea and you call it a success joy graph, your first hit, the first result that you get is a downward move on the graph. This downward move on the graph could be like lifting weights is a good example. It's hard, makes you feel pain, but what happens is over the next coming days, weeks, you're getting stronger, you're getting healthier. Same thing with running. This can also be applied to all the same things: food, investing, sex used correctly, entertainment, reading, learning, health. I hate buying businesses, buying real estate. It's not easy up front. If you're using, you'd say, these graphs, this kind of thinking, and you're elevating value, here's the things you could think. The vision, how you see. How will this play out over time? Chain thinking. You look at what one thought leads to the next thought, leads to your whole life. Is it a positive or is it a negative result? Character. You become what you think. So anything you're thinking now will become part of you for the rest of your life. Skills. Learning to do something can be hard. It really can. So if it's worth your time, learn it, and it will play out for an advantage for the rest of your life. Hard now, rewarding later. Appreciate you listening to this and following the newsletter. And feel free to reach out to me if you'd like. Hope you have a great day. Thank you.